Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to We the People. You're joining Aaron
and Bill.
And Bob.
Oh, and Tracy.
And today we've added Tracy to our mix. For a change, we do not have a guest on the phone. We have a guest in real life. It's always kind of fun to have a guest in real life. We don't have the connectivity problems.
Well, you can abuse them in person now, or what?
Well, we don't have to go, did they get disconnected? Why is it all fuzzy? We now know why. We're here together. So, let's see. Some pertinent housekeeping details. WeThePeopleRadio.us is doing quite well, actually. We are up to, I was going to tell you, but I'm on the wrong page. literally. What a knucklehead.
We must get on the same page.
We must get on the same page.
I can tell you, 11,079.
Oh, look at you. Oh, go, yeah. Bill, our statistician. That's actually a really good job for you anyway.
11,079.
Yeah, so the website's taken off. And, you know, a lot of that is due to Twitter. So for those of you that have not plugged in on Twitter, please do. And when you go to the page, please forward it out. Forward it out through Facebook, too. I don't know. Never gotten a lot of action out of Facebook. Facebook, you have to know what you're looking for, and then you wind up spending all your time looking at pictures of their grandkids or whatever. It's like, I don't know. Twitter's a little faster.
Buying a dozen ducks.
Yeah. Is that what that guy says?
Yeah.
Anyway, Twitter's a lot faster. So join us online. And we've got all the archives on there and all that good stuff. We are now airing in on a station, KCNR in Reading, and WNJC in Philadelphia, New Jersey. So whatever side of the...
Philadelphia, New Jersey?
Philadelphia and New Jersey.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I have a little cold.
All right, I'm just
a little scratchy
voice.
Maybe
we adopted another state or something.
No, we're going to have to pretend. We've got to, like, work with me.
Not 57 states yet.
It's a Philadelphia, New Jersey market.
Philadelphia / New Jersey.
Yeah, market. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, market. Yeah, thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
You can radio us up. So this is going to be a two-parter. For those of you on the West Coast, it's a one-parter. You're going to hear 2 hours at once. But for the guys on the East Coast, we're going to do the second half of the show next week.
You kind of sound like Marge Simpson. Give me a Marge Simpson.
I always sound like Marge Simpson when I'm sick.
Do not adjust your radio.
I guess it's better than Bart Simpson. What is he? I don't even know what he sounds like, but the Marge does sound like this. I got my hair cut, but it's not blue. Because isn't she the one with the blue, big poofy hair?
You know, I'm not a big Simpson fan.
Yeah, okay, so you brought it up, and
I
you
know,
don't know anything.
Now I'm hanging you out there.
Mm. So don't have a cow, Bill.
Yeah. I tried to be a big shot, okay? Like I was...
Bill was sick last week, so Bill would have been the dummy. But no, now it's my turn. He made me sick just in time. So, okay. Tracy's kind of our researcher expert on all this stuff with Common Core. Well, let's see. It's really sad we don't have a... what do you call it? Webcam. Actually, I should take a picture of it. I'll take a picture of it and post it online. She's got, like, I don't know. I'm not a good estimator. What do you think? 10 inches?
Oh, no.
Of material?
You're up to close to a foot right there. That's a pile
of
paper.
You got, what, 9 reams of paper?
If I had that many papers on my desk, I'd quit.
God love
you. You just can't get caught.
Bill sells logging equipment. You know, you just keep using that paper.
That's right.
Look at you go.
God bless you.
Now, wait a minute. I'm going to get in trouble for that, you guys.
Thank goodness for computers. Look at all the paper we're saving by having
Bill's
computers.
Bill's enabling you, so, you know.
I thought it was a federal budget.
It's Obamacare.
It actually looks like Obamacare is exactly it. Well, you know, we started talking quite a while back about this Common Core thing, and then you actually took the time to do some research, and it's like, look what I found.
Boy, howdy.
So we have done two shows with you previous, and one with a couple other folks we had jump on, and I've linked all those. It's funny. It's every month. We're a little behind the curve because it was October 19th of 2014, December 14th, January 11th.
I didn't even notice that.
I didn't either until I loaded these on here, and I was like, whoa. About every month, you know, all of a sudden you've accumulated a giant pile of new stuff. So, anyway, those are linked at the bottom of the page. And so for folks that are looking for more information or you're thinking, this is too fantastic. This couldn't possibly be happening. Please go on there by all means. And Tracy has not shorted you on her research. So today this is a kind of a new wrinkle, the restructuring of the schools.
Yes. When I started doing this, I had no idea that this was going to go this direction. As a matter of fact, there's so many arms on this. You know, it's kind of
like
scary.
The original Pandora's box.
Exactly.
Do you think they're just trying to overwhelm everybody with this stuff so that you'll just throw up your hands and, you know?
I think so.
It sure looks like it.
I think so. I don't think people are catching on, and there's too much to catch on to. The bills are going through Congress faster than, you know, we could even look at them to see what kind of wording is actually in them. So it is very confusing. And a lot of states are trying to get out of it, and then they turn around and they grab onto another arm of it, and it's like, oops,
they're not doing Common Core, but then their version is almost a duplicate version of Common Core.
Yep, they can't get out of the assessments. They're having difficulty getting out of the assessments. And the surveys, they just can't get out of this web. It's a sick web, actually, when you start really digging into it.
Well, and for all the people who think that, let's see, what's the common misconception? That they've changed the history in Common Core, so they've kind of done another iteration of revisionist history.
Mm-hmm.
But way more than that is the testing and how that affects our kids and...
Well, the indoctrination, too. This was something that took me a little bit, and Aaron, you know this, that it took me a lot longer to figure this one out. United Nations, the sustainabilities is being pushed through. And, you know, you just don't put the two together. It just, as citizens, you just never
think.
Well,
I think we know that school has gone, you know, they've gone Earth Day on us.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that. But this is way past that.
This is way past. This is going into the human rights.
Well, I remember when I was, like, in grade school, though, they had made a lot of changes, and my folks were a little bit upset with some of the things they were doing in school as far as how they were teaching. And, you know, they made some pretty sweeping changes back then. But this is so over the top. I mean, where parents can't even be involved in their child's...
Well, and where they tell them not to talk to their parents about it.
Right.
That's kind of an interesting thing.
Well, I just got a text or an email yesterday regarding a school down in Southern California. Facial recognition is now being put onto the iPads. So when the kids sign on, they will actually have facial recognition. Parents will not be able to sign on to the iPads.
Oh, so much for cheating if you're not the one.
Yeah, but the parents also can't check to see.
Nope, they cannot.
So it's like our books, you know, when we were kids. And, you know, yeah, I realized the dragging them back and forth and stuff and all the damage to your book. And there was a lot of hassle with that. But at least our parents could thumb through them and see what we were learning.
Yeah, now it's
they're
now
locked
they're
out of the
us,
iPad.
And so are the teachers. So it's very, very interesting how it's going.
Now, speaking of books, have they actually revamped all the books to go along with this program? I mean, is it all new and
it's not... going digital.
Oh.
Everything's going by.
Yeah, they're sidestepping the book thing.
They are. It's all going.
Which again makes it difficult for the parent to dig in and see what the kid's been reading if they can't.
And also the homeschoolers, you're finding out that even the homeschoolers are unable to get books that are no longer Common Core directed, going in that direction. There's very limited. A lot of your Saxon math books are going to your Common Core, and they're going all digital. So you can do all this at home.
If you're homeschooled, they ultimately have to take the same tests as kids that are in Common Core? They have to pass that same curriculum?
No. What it is this is what's going to get hard on homeschoolers is the fact that the same testing that you take to graduate high school, your GED, if you need to take your GED, is actually Common Core matched. Unfortunately, you know, when you homeschool, you don't need to do the GED, but the SATs are the thing that worries a lot of the parents because you got to get into colleges. That changed. So you know, along with
now,
everything
else. Now, if you're
not
doing the curriculum when you go to take the test, ultimately.
Exactly. But you got to realize where it's going. This whole thing is shifting. I mean, it is just a massive. I think there's just so much change in this. It's unreal. Career clusters. You know, in high school, it sounds like they're starting to actually go in a direction where you take in junior high a test. And you go in and you go, okay, this is what your emotions are. This is what you're set for. This is what your family is like, whatever. You take the test and they have already set up a diploma already for that direction that you're going into. So there's 72, California Department of Education already has it. It's career clusters.
Well, if they're managing it that tight, how then at the end of the year – When the kids want to take the SATs, is there information that's being withheld from them to successfully take an SAT?
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what's happening.
So they'll stay in that career path.
Career path, and that's
Holy
exactly.
Gosh, gee, that doesn't sound so much like the Soviet Union, does it?
No change in your major, kids.
So it's just amazing how fast this is moving, and they're altering it so fast. I think there's so many experiences or, you know, experiments that they're doing. So
yeah, isn't that great? And we're gonna do them on our kids.
Yeah.
What a good idea. There's so many of them. So if we break some, we'll just make more.
Well, you know, it's one generation.
If we're allowed to do that.
Exactly. We were one generation, two generations out. What's the big deal, right?
It's probably not that big a deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be one of those shows. People are like, oh, no, it's another one of those
shows. Get a big pillow and put it on your table because you're going to be banging your head onto the table here before the end of the show.
Okay,
we don't want to hurt you.
We promise to do a little goofing off in between, so hang with us. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to We the People on Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR.
A great dinner, the chance to win from among hundreds of prizes, and a great cause, the Northern California Veterans Museum. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows, inviting you to the second annual dinner and auction fundraiser for the building of the Northern California Veterans Museum. Exciting things are happening as we raise funds to make this beautiful facility a reality. Join us Saturday, April 11th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Doors open at 4:30, dinner at 6:30, and lots of prize winning the rest of the night. Save the date, April 11th, and call for more information at 222-2282. That's 222-2282. And thanks for all of your support.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder. My lack of education hasn't hurt me none.
Well, there's just not going to be a lot of crap you're going to learn in high school anymore. It's going to be pretty much what
your
need
crap
to
will
know.
Be all organized.
That's right. And
for
and talking at the break here, parents, when your child is let's say third grade, fourth grade, you're going to have to sit them down and have a little heart to heart with them, honey. What do you want to do when you grow up? Because we're going to have to place you now.
Oh no, they do it for you. Don't they do it for you?
Yeah, they do.
It's all very, it's very subtle.
You don't get a list and get to.
No, parents are no longer in this little setup.
No. Yeah, you're not.
I don't think we ever were.
So you just roll the dice, throw your kid in school, and hope they come up with something good for him.
Well, get a load of this.
It's like the Jetsons, how they dress them. On the Jetsons, they get on the Beltway and they just dress them and they pop out the other end. It's a lot like that.
Kindergarten. My daughter went to kindergarten and they took her to Shasta College. We'll get you ready for college now in kindergarten. We'll set you
Where's
up for
Where's the swings? They're not going to go to college.
That's super realistic. Do they have recess? Wow. How about naps?
So the career path will be decided for them very early on. They get out of high school. They pass their Common Core testing, and they get out of high school. They want to go to college. They meet up with their friends who obviously have been their career paths have all been selected for them as well. And you see, hey, Johnny's going to be a doctor, and they got me over here being an accountant. I want to be a doctor. Problem is, you never got the schooling.
You didn't take the science.
None of the science.
They didn't sign you up for that.
You didn't get any of that early on, so there's no possible way for you at this point to change your career path.
Mm-mm. But you have to think like they do. See, you're thinking about that with a free person's mindset. See, the whole plan is to take away all those choices. Choices are bad. Individual rights are bad. Individual, what you want and what you want to become, that is bad for the whole.
Your curriculum.
You're a bad collective
That's
member
right.
of the collective.
Because if you start switching now, we're going to have too many doctors.
Well, bottom line
not
is they just train it out of you.
Garbage can guys.
What makes you think you're special?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't.
So you're going to upset the whole apple cart if you start changing. You just need to do what the state told you to do, and you'll be fine.
It's just not one of the choices.
Yeah, it's not one of the choices.
Isn't that crazy? So we have Beverly on the line.
Wow.
Miss Beverly?
Yes, hello.
Fire away.
Hey, I was working at the home show in Anderson yesterday, and a parent came up, and we were talking Common Core, and the daughter, she's a sophomore, and she said, I just took the SAT test to prepare me for it, and she said when I walked away, she came home crying because she knew she had already failed the test.
And that was just the practice part?
This was a practice test.
Nice.
Now, why did she feel that way? Was it because the stuff that they'd been teaching her in school had nothing to do with the material on the SAT, or some other
reason? The material that she was given, she didn't have enough time to do research. Like, when you and I would take a multiple choice test, we would cross off one or two of them because we knew they were the wrong answer right away.
Right.
And then you only have two choices left. She was told that she had to think through every single answer before she answered it. And she said it was so stressful that she couldn't finish the test.
That's terrific. And she's what, 15?
Sophomore.
16?
Yeah.
Now, have they talked to her, a career counselor or whatever, talked to her about what she needs to be when she grows up?
What she's allowed to be.
Well, you know, I didn't get into that with her. I talked to the parents, and I said, you need to go to the board meeting. You need to talk to other parents. You know, get a group of people together and go talk to your board and find out what's happening and be involved.
Good for you. Because, you know, a lot of folks, they don't. For one, they don't realize they can, you know, that they should be speaking up, and they think they're the only one.
Yeah.
They all think they're the only one.
Well, then too, it falls back on the child. It's their fault.
Yeah.
Well, part of the problem is the way that they're testing, because the testing is testing. Say, for instance, if you had to answer a question, you're not supposed to guess, because if you guess, they put you in a different category. But if you look through all of, because every time you do research on the computer, you're getting credit for that. But if you don't research all four answers, you're not fulfilling what they want you to do.
Oh, so even the ones she knew were wrong, if she didn't go look them up, that was bad?
Right.
Wow. Nice. Well, thanks for adding that to the mix, Beverly.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Wow. Unbelievable. Maybe we can mute Bill so we don't have the typhoid ward on on overdrive here.
Yeah.
You can't get away.
My emphysema is acting up.
Typhoid Bill made.
Hey, you laugh. You're next.
I know. Now
you're
typhoid Aaron.
Watch,
it's all your
watch
fault.
Watch me closely because this is going to be you.
I know. Yeah. So then you can make fun of me later.
Yeah. Typhoid Mary.
Okay, so that's part of what we talked about, and I don't remember which show previous.
Yeah.
But we spoke about the assessments. Yep. I think that's the last one we did in January.
Yeah, I think that was.
And how these assessments are situated to stress these kids out.
Yes, the anxiety level is going to be unreal. But they have made it very, very well organized to make it look fun for the kids. And it does kind of look fun. They're games, these assessments. Now, that's the SAT, so I'm sure that's a little different.
I wonder why they'd make them look up all the bad, you know, all the answers that they already knew they could rule out.
Because of the fact.
What's the point?
Well, if it's all digital, I mean, they're seeing how your brain thinks.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So you got to remember that it's all
brain mapping.
Yep. It's all, they want to see how you're thinking and how you're actually coming up with your answers. What kind of.
So if you're just thinking it in your head.
It doesn't. Yeah.
Then they can't track that.
Exactly. But if you're writing down, logging down stuff, notes.
So much for independent thinking.
No.
Well, so much for knowing the right answer. Like being smart.
Yeah.
Is of no value.
Well, like I said, this is all going, think about this, it's all going digital. So everything that the kids are doing in school are going to be on a computer. Well, if it asks you questions, if you're sitting down asking questions and they ask questions at the end of the chapter or however they're going to do it, your child's answering these questions and they're assessing. All this is going to be assessed. Everything's assessment, 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 assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Going out to lunch, the teachers assess your behavior. Reading the book, they're monitoring every move these children make, and it's all going to be on computers. Mm-hmm. Privacy policy, I recommend a lot of the parents who I talk to, look at the privacy policy in the back of everything, PlayStations, everything. You'll be surprised how much information they're gathering on our children just by playing games and connecting online. They're even doing it at home, and people don't have a clue that this is all going to the databases. They can track the computers that you buy at your house. I mean, this whole thing is huge. But just think of how much information's at school. You have no parental, you know.
Sure.
They're basically your parent at school. So
I think a lot
released.
Of people feel that, yeah, they can acquire all this information, but they'll never use it. Well, they won't use it until they need to use it. They won't use it until the child is sitting there in front of a counselor or somebody at the school talking to them about their performance. They're going to bring everything up. And they're gonna know everything about
it. You're not gonna believe this. I don't know if I should say this on air or not, but I had found a report that
it sounds like something we're gonna need to know.
Yeah,
so
yeah, we do now.
Just go ahead.
I found a report that will actually read these essays, these assessments that they're doing on these kids and these surveys will actually be used in court for divorce cases.
What?
They are actually because the emotional behavior on your child. So they can literally pull this into a divorce case if they really wanted to. And I'm sitting here going, are you kidding me?
Wow. So much for privacy.
Oh, oh. Well,
your kids are, you know, that whole thing about the village is raising your kid.
That's exactly what they
want. This is the village.
That's exactly
the village just showed up.
And it's, McKinney, I think it's McKinney and Vito. Act that just went out just recently last year. Another state has already found out that it's more problems than what they thought. They had no idea. But it was for homeless kids in schools. And what happens is in the beginning of the school year, we all fill out those forms. Well, you take so many years of high school as a parent. And where do you live? Do you live in an apartment, house? They go on and on and on and with all these questions. Well, you know, we filled them out for years. Not really thinking too much about it until you're starting to figure out that they're monitoring where these children live.
Well, in the past, when you answered those questions, it went in a folder got stuck in a file cabinet and nobody ever did anything. It was a big giant waste of time. Now,
now
it goes
really
right
scary.
To the input guys, and it goes right into your digital record.
Exactly. And then what's happening now is if you have hardship and your family moves in with the parents and they enroll this child into school, well, that child living with the actual parents now, the grandparents, are actually considered homeless.
And oh, you're kidding.
No, they can actually come and take your child away because of the fact that you are not properly caring for your child.
Okay.
So
we're going to have to take another break here because either that or, you know, Bob will have to push the 7-second delay button while we scream obscenities. So feel free to do that in your own home.
Makes you wonder why the Chinese don't have kids anymore.
They had to make a rule.
Yeah,
make a rule. They could only run them through the ringer once or they'd freak out and revolt.
They didn't have the data storage for more than one child per couple.
All right. All right, so we're talking to Tracy Mann here about some aspects of Common Core that haven't been widely publicized, let's just say. You're listening to We the People Radio. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Every breath you take.
You're listening to We the People Radio on AM 1460 KCNR.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Craftmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel. Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Redding. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
When I'm in the shower, I'm afraid to wash my hair. Cause I might open my eyes and find someone standing there. People say I'm crazy, just a little touch. But maybe showers remind me of a sight too much. That's why
I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no privacy. Oh, I always
feel. And you feel like that because it's true.
What a horror story. You go into, you know, talk about your career path, and they whip open a computer, and they say, hey, you know, when you were 5, you did this. How do you feel about that?
We saw
that?
You lollygagging in your kindergarten. You didn't take naps with all the other kids.
You hit little Jimmy in the nose once on the playground. You tend to have these violent.
You refuse to do your multiple choice testing because your mother said it was stupid.
Yeah.
It's so good. I don't have any little kids. They'd be in so much trouble all the time. Good God. So let's see. You've rejoined We the People Radio in case you just popped in with us.
We're talking to Tracy Mann.
And now somebody's calling us. They're like, stop it. You crazy people, you're making us nuts. But you know what? The Common Core stuff, you know, you hear a lot about the math, you hear a lot about the generic things, but some of this aspect of it.
It's almost like the math and the common stuff is just a smokescreen, so the rest of it you won't.
Oh, it's not following the Constitution. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's true. And it's bad, but there's a lot of extra stuff.
Well, they're changing. The curriculum actually has changed for social emotional learning. So they are no longer teaching. The curriculum's embedded. This is going to alter our kids' emotions. It's going to alter. This is huge. This is not something that, like I said, it's pretty big.
We have Gary on the line. He's going to, maybe not. Funny noise.
Try it now.
Oh, how about now? Hey, Gary.
Hello.
Hey.
How are the rabble-rousers today?
We're busy depressing everybody.
We're rabbling, let me tell you. Full speed ahead.
Okay. Common Core.
Bill, your comment about career choices, et cetera, has already been done on paper in Huxley's Brave New World, where instead of the bronze card and the gold card and the platinum card for job choices now, they were test tube babies that were injected with certain serums that gave you an alpha plus for your doctors and your engineers and your delta minus, et cetera, for people who needed to sweep the streets. So it's already been done on paper. Yeah. Now it's becoming reality.
You're really scaring me now,
Gary.
Now
we're just going to act it out.
Yeah, now we're going to put it to use.
In our presentations to the school boards, I've mentioned that being the English teacher, a retired English teacher, and the deer in the headlights, 99% of the people had no clue about Huxley's Brave New World, and that was required reading.
Isn't that depressing?
In high school, in college.
Well, you know, every teacher out there had to have read that book. What's the feedback from the teaching end of it? Have you heard?
They don't have a clue. Now, 1984... registered, I think, with two people that we talked to and we've done six or seven presentations to the school boards. It registered with two people.
Well, Tracy was saying Brave New World's been banned.
I don't doubt that at all.
Wow. Now we're book banning.
Well, we don't want people reading about their future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want reading old books where you go, no. Wait a second.
I just got a vision of a big bonfire with people running around.
We better get rid of Atlas.
Throwing books in the fire.
Shrug. We better get rid of Atlas Shrugged, too.
Well, I know, too.
Indeed.
50 Shades of Grey is in there for kids to read, and I can't believe that one's in there, but yeah, we'll take out that one.
I'll give you a heads up. If you want, we could name school boards and superintendents that are anti-kid and pro Common Core. Not all of them, but most are. But we could name specific school districts, etc. If you want.
Do you think they're pro Common Core because they haven't done their homework, or do you think they actually agree with this agenda?
Well, they're pro Common Core because they're being led around by the nose by the money.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you how much of it is money.
So,
and getting out of it.
I'd be glad to do it. So it's your call, either A or nay.
Okay.
And Tracy can tell you as well.
Well, if people aren't, I mean, if people don't speak out, do you think if enough people, like based on what you guys have seen, you know, because we have people listening from all over the place. So just based on your experience in a one town, do you think that if just hordes of parents showed up, do you think that would make a difference?
Oh, and indeed, it must come from the parents. And Tracy's been in contact with other school districts outside of California, and I think the parents in hordes have been effective, haven't they, Tracy?
Yes, they have. The kids themselves have been walking out of the tests.
Ah, yes.
In different states, and they have made a difference.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, the actual kids turned around and refused to take the test in another state. I don't know which state that was, but they made a big impact.
So this is a numbers game.
Yeah.
The numbers need to swing in.
Students in New Mexico walked out, didn't they, about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, Bob's nodding his head. Big kids or little kids?
Yep.
I think they were high school students.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, in fact, it was at Albuquerque High, I remember now.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
So, and anyway, and you know, and I look at the superintendent and the school board as when the last bastions for protecting the most vulnerable, namely our children.
Sure.
And they're not doing it.
And when confronted with this stuff, what's the, I'm just guessing, based on what goes on with the city councils and board of supervisors and, you know, that in those types of bodies, when people start showing up with information either they don't want to hear or they kind of don't know about and they should and they're kind of on the spot, it's about, you know, kind of making the comment time short or putting it to the back of the meeting or different things like that.
Well, that happened to us twice.
Okay.
And that's in violation of the Brown Act. It two separate school districts have done that. The school board presidents have done that because they don't want to hear it.
And to go along with that, Gary, the superintendents are actually a part of this agenda. As a matter of fact, they met in Washington, D.C. several times, it sounds like. The superintendents are actually making more money than the governors in most states.
And these are the state superintendents.
These are state superintendents. No, actually, L.A., I think, made our L.A., the one that, his name was Dempsey, I think. He was just, the FBI was after him for something or other. And he was
making.
Of course, they make quite a bit when you
now,
look
are
at
they making more money because of the influx of federal funds, or are they just states are just kicking money to them to go along with the program?
Truthfully, I found this really interesting. Fox News did an article about 2 years ago, and if you look at the states that the superintendents were making more, they just happen to be the ones that had been pushing Common Core a little bit more. So is there a correlation? I don't know. I think it's a coincidence. What is it, a coincidence?
Except that there are no coincidences. So isn't that awkward? Hey, so Gary, so you're a retired teacher, so no kids at home. I don't have kids at home anymore. If you were going to help parents figure out how to plug in just based on what you've seen, like what would you tell them? Because sometimes, you know, like what we're saying is a bridge too far for somebody who has no clue. What do you think would get them on the ramp, you know, and maybe get them to go? I want you to read their minds.
Well, yeah.
No pressure.
They just have to, whether they're too tired or not, they're not too tired to raise their kid. They can't be too tired. In fact, this afternoon in our neighborhood, I just found out there is a gathering of parents, and these parents are most of these kids are probably third, fourth, fifth grade. They're trying to advocate some improvements to the neighborhood park. So I'm going with my Common Core info, and I think Beverly will join me, and we'll just listen, and here's a ready-made audience for us regarding Common Core.
That's a cool idea.
And build some fires, but so they will go to their local school, which is not far here. In fact, it happens to be Columbia. The Columbia school is hook, line, and sinker for Common Core.
I think that's fantastic, Gary.
Coming what a great
from
idea.
Coming from an ex-teacher and somebody who is really plugged in on the subject, I think you would have a lot of influence with something like that.
So
good for you.
Well, all we can do is try to plant the seed, and your previous caller, Beverly, has more expertise than I, because her expertise is K through fourth and fifth, and where mine is in the high school, and I see the results, but she's right down there in the has the experience in the trenches. So maybe we can inspire some to go.
Well, I think the real leaders in this movement are gonna be the parents. I mean,
yes, indeed.
They have the biggest dog in the hunt, so to say. If they don't step up and start a movement against this, they can't expect folks like you. I mean,
but the great part
even
is
you don't
the
have
people
kids,
who don't have
I mean,
kids at home. I mean, you know, we're not useless. We can at least spread the information.
No, we're not. But we don't have.
Well, I don't think.
Well, I don't think there's the motivation. If you don't have kids in this thing, you can stand back and it's easy to say, oh, man, these kids are getting so screwed up. But if you have a kid
and
you say that and you're not stepping up and going to these meetings and trying to make a change, there's something wrong with you.
Well, at the very least, you know, I would hope people, we make it really easy. We put everything for these programs online. We put a ton of, there are a ton of PDF files, links to other websites. All the research that these, well, okay, I'm not going to say all because I'm looking at the, nine ream stack of paper Tracy has. Okay, it's not all on here, but a lot of it is online so people can get educated at home. So maybe after their kids go to bed or whatever, there's no excuse to actually, you know,
and there's
not
a flip side to that too, because with everything being online now, with the, with the kids, all their homework, all that stuff being on, it is a lot less work for the parents now. And they're pretty much turning over everything to the school system. Here, here's my child. Take care of him. Now it's not my responsibility anymore. And boy, that's dangerous. That's a dangerous avenue
I don't think most people mean that.
No, you know? And I don't think so either. I think the government has made it actually very, like, you got to remember this has taken years for them to set up. So let's put both of them to work. Let's keep them busy. And this will actually make it work for us too, on the other end. So, and that's where charter schools actually are coming into play.
And that's our next segment. Thank you so much, Gary. Have fun at your neighborhood meeting.
Okay.
And
let us know how that goes. I'd love to hear what your reception is.
A full report.
Okay, and a thank you to Aaron and Bill for your program, and Aaron for being the catalyst that helped coordinate all of us together and connect us. So
that's me. I'm like 411.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Bye. Bye-bye.
I'm going to change my name. I'm going to change it to 411. It's shorter than Aaron.
He's a catalyst.
I can get from four letters to three. Oh, my
gosh. More like 911.
And I can be like Bob. Thanks a lot, Gary. That was awesome. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about what we actually have on the website, which is the Federal Investment in Charter Schools, a proposal for reauthorizing the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. I think you'll be interested. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. Be right back.
The more you ignore me, the closer I get. You're wasting your time. The more you ignore me, the closer I get. You're wasting your time. I will be in the bar with my head on the bar. I am now a central part of your mind's landscape, whether you
You're listening to We the People on AM 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State, KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hey girls, who doesn't love diamonds? I know I do. What better way to save a life than one that could leave you sparkling? Join me, Desi from Shasta Blood Center, and KCNR's Molly Kidd for the Diamond Drop, April 17th from 10 to 5 at Shasta Blood Center.
Donate blood, save a life, all while enjoying cupcakes, a Challenge Save a Life photo booth where you can challenge others to do the same, and a chance to win a diamond necklace valued at $800 donated by the fabulous Four Winds Jewelry.
Call 221-0600 and make your appointment today.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, April 2nd in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. You'll hear Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and special guest Joe Larson on trombone. Oh yeah, and me, Linda Bot, on vocals. Join us as we swing to some of the best music from the American Songbook, 7 to 9 p.m., April 2nd. Call 243-3377 for reservations. See you there.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
School always started the same every day. The Pledge of Allegiance, then someone would pray. Not every kid made the team when they tried. We got disappointed, but that was alright. We turned out alright.
That's about it, too. Well, you know what? We can we haven't forgotten what it was like when we were kids and we had to drag all those heavy books around. And there's no reason that we can't move forward and have, you know, a technological component and all that. We don't have to ruin our ability for our kids to be good, productive citizens and grow up and fulfill their dreams. You know, we don't have to do that. Those two things don't have to go together. Okay, so Tracy has given us a ton of information on...
Beverly is back with an encore comment.
An encore comment. Fire away, Beverly.
Okay. Anyway, one of the questions was asked, what can the parents do?
Oh, sure.
The biggest thing that the parent can do is be a parent, to get involved with their child, do an opt-out form. They can go to www.pacificjustice.org, print out the form, and tell the schools they do not want their child to take the testing, the surveys, anything that belongs to Common Core or Smart or Balance. Because without them taking that test, the school is not going to get the $30 per child. And that's where it's going to hurt the school district, because all of a sudden the superintendent is going to say, whoa, these parents mean business.
Well, what if
they're hitting
if,
them in the pocket.
So hold on before you ask her. Do you know off the top of your heads, guys, does the form for Pacific Justice, would it work in any state?
Any state.
Okay, good. Then I will link that online. No.
They actually have a list of states that they've actually – so you can go into California. You can go into, I think, Arizona. So you can. It's just get the basic
– get the idea, and that's what you're looking
for.
There
you go.
Okay, then I will
there
link that online.
So
sorry,
what,
go
so
ahead.
What happens when you opt out, you have your child opt out of the testing, where does that leave the student? I mean, as far as moving forward, if they can't take the testing.
This specific testing that they're doing is the assessments that they are calling the benchmark achievement gaps. It has nothing to do with grades.
No, but if they aren't tested, if you opt out of the testing, how are they going to place them for future career path? Is that different?
That's different. There's so much going on with these assessments, but that's this type, the assessments that we're talking about is the assessments that they're now doing in schools, which is, I think, what did we figure out? 13 hours or 18 hours of testing is what?
18 hours 18. Of testing, and there's going to probably be about 6 different tests.
And what is that? What is that information? What is that information telling them? I mean, what are they testing
for? That information is telling them what is happening with that child in their environment.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Asking more personal questions.
Yeah, I get it.
It's asking questions that have nothing to do with teaching. It's about the environment. How are you dealing with things? How do you deal with other people?
Yeah. Getting involved with the whole social issues rather than educating your kid on the things that they need to know to move forward in their education.
Correct.
That's totally wrong. opt out.
Opt out, and I'm linking that at the top of the page. Thank you very much, Beverly.
You're welcome.
For your encore comment.
Can we say that we're having a meeting on the 13th of April, and it's at the church across from the fire department on Bonneview Road at 6 p.m., and everyone is invited to come and learn more information about Common Core and Smarter Balance.
Okay, there you
Great.
Go.
Thanks for that information.
Right.
Boy, how important
is that? Thank you
very
much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's see. We're in the last 5 minutes here, so.
State you're in to actually opt your kids out. Some states are not allowing the children to opt out at all.
So in California, if you let's say you band together and all the kids or a majority of the kids all opt out of this testing, the school doesn't get their $30 ahead. What option does the school have at that point?
This is the domino effect. This is going to happen. Yes, this is all pre-set up. This is what's so sad. It's a lose-lose situation for the schools. If they lose money and they borrow too much from the state can come in and say, "I'm sorry, you guys are borrowing too much money. You're incompetent. We're going to take you over."
And that's what comes to this.
This is what the charter schools are.
And then the opt-out thing will probably go away.
The opt-out thing is, yeah, it's going to go away anyways because they're going to find out that too many parents are opting out, which is great.
Right.
Opt out. Pull your kid out of school if you have to, for goodness sake. I mean, be a parent. When you start realizing what's really going on.
Boy, asking those kind of questions that have, you know, I mean, those are personal issues that have absolutely nothing to do with their education.
Exactly. And it's in, you know, and in the curriculum, too, is starting to get very, very bad. And we have a question in to PJI whether this opt-out form will actually handle the opt-out of curriculums, too, which basically is saying no more school on non-computers.
Sure.
And so we got a question in to Pacific Justice Institute whether or not that opt-out form will actually account for the curriculum, too, as well, because the surveys are embedded in the curriculum.
Where can parents go to find out if their state is an opt-out state?
You can easily find out. I think there was one place that I found out. It was called...
Da, 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 da.
I know.
No pressure. Can you fan
find...
through the 3,000 pages you got right in front of you? I'm sure it's in
quick.
There.
We got a minute here.
I will. You know what?
Okay,
let me do it at the break.
This will be our cliffhanger.
And
on the other side of the break, you'll find out. So if you're listening back east, you'll have to wait a week. Or
you know what? Parents are smart. I think they can probably go online and figure out where to...
Or go online and listen to the archive ahead of time.
That's going to be their first test to get involved.
Okay. So the next hour we're digging in for sure. To this federal investment in charter schools, because the big thing is that charter schools are going to save us. And you're going to explain to us that charter schools are just going to change things, not necessarily save us, and it's not necessarily a good direction we're going.
Well, welcome to the education reform. It is not just about Common Core. It's not just about, you know, achievement gaps.
It's about the framework of our schools.
It's everything, the governance, the whole governance of the state, actually. Educational Commission of States is where you can probably find, I'm pretty sure you can find that. I think that's where I found the information on each state that can opt out, whether your state can opt out or not.
Okay. And you found you've got the whole address and all that stuff. I will link that online so that way we have it all on there.
Okay.
So, all right, in the next hour, we're going to find out about this reauthorizing of our schools. And the big thing is about creating crisis. Where have we heard that before? Again, we're not going to let
a
waste. Perfectly.
Don't waste a good crisis.
Exactly. We're going to keep that crisis ball rolling. You've got some good videos on here and some other things and strategies for turning around low-performing schools and districts. And basically, they take them over and rearrange them. So... I think you guys will be interested and surprised to find out how that's all happening. All right, we have 1 minute. You want to give us the elevator speech on that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The elevator speech.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll build it up. You ready?
Yeah, we're ready. no pressure.
What I was, the way that they're transforming is actually for people pulling out and giving us the option as parents to choose from low-performing schools. So once they... show that your school is low performing due to the tests and the computer adaptive testing that they will alter in the background, then parents will automatically pull out.
Nice.
Yeah. Sweet setup.
It's a great deal. All right. We'll be right back with you and tell you all about that. Thanks for listening. You're plugged in here to We the People Radio. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
That's in Lausanne, Switzerland. Say a preliminary agreement on Iran's nuclear program is possible by Tuesday's deadline. They say that Iran's considering demands for further cuts to its uranium enrichment program, but is pushing back on how long it must limit technology it could use to make atomic arms. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says that a deal can be reached if Iran agrees to give up any prospect of developing nuclear weapons.
If we're going to get this done here over the next few hours, Iran has got to take a deep breath and make some tough decisions to ensure that those red lines can be met.
On CBS's Face the Nation earlier today, GOP Senator Richard Byrd weighed in. He said that the timing's not right to be negotiating a nuclear deal with Iran.
This is one of the most chaotic times in the history of the world, I think, not only in the Middle East, but in North Africa, West Africa, Central Asia, and it seems like Iran is there stoking the fire just about in all cases.
Also, SRNNews.com. Police say that searchers have discovered a body that and the rubble of three apartment buildings leveled in an explosion in Manhattan's East Village last week. Two people have been unaccounted for since the blast, which injured 22 others. Air Canada says 18 of the 23 people injured when one of its jets skidded off a runway last night have been released from the hospital. None of the injuries are considered life-threatening.
All of us at Air Canada are greatly relieved that there have been no critical injuries as a result of this incident.
Air Canada Vice President Klaus Gurosh, the Airbus 320 carrying 133 passengers and five crew members from Toronto, made a hard landing in bad weather in Halifax, Nova Scotia. The vote count is starting in Nigeria despite attacks from Boko Haram fighters on polling stations in the northeast and the governor demanding the elections be canceled because of irregularities in his oil-rich southern state. The high-stakes contest to govern Africa's richest and most populous nation has come down to a critically close contest between President Jonathan and Muhammad Buhari. This is SRN News.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. Let's talk about you for a minute. If you're missing the relationship you always thought you'd have, it's time to visit eHarmony.com. If you're wondering what a deeply compatible relationship would feel like, it's time to visit eHarmony.com. You know us. We've been helping create some of the world's happiest couples for the last 13 years. Our commercials are filled with real people talking about how their lives changed forever for the better. Thanks to eHarmony.com. We have over 565,000 marriages to date. And I think it's fair to say that when you're ready for a meaningful relationship, eHarmony.com is the gold standard. So once more, it's time to visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio introduces a bill to prevent elected officials in Washington, D.C. from enacting gun control laws. We get more now from SRN's Linda Kenyon.
Senator Rubio, a likely Republican presidential candidate, says his bill will effectively leave the District of Columbia to be governed only by federal gun laws. This move against home rule in D.C. is co-sponsored by Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan. It also follows a move by Ted Cruz, the only official GOP presidential candidate so far. Cruz introduced resolutions last week that also take aim at D.C. home rule because they disapprove of two D.C. laws. Both of those laws would bar private groups from discriminating against someone citing religious reasons. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
An Oregon police officer shot and killed a cougar after it was spotted just above a popular hiking trail. KTVZ-TV reports that an animal was seen last night near the summit of Pilot Butte, a 500-foot-tall extinct volcano in Bend. This is SRN News. Moving to Florida, if you are, the Census Bureau says you're not alone.
The Sunshine State is climbing the ranks of most populous states and fastest-growing cities. The Villages, Florida, ranked as the country's fastest-growing metro area last year. The city west of Orlando boasting a 5.4% increase in population between July 1, 2013 and July 1 of last year. And it's not just the Villages. The Census Bureau says metro areas across central and southern Florida are also booming.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason says California was the nation's most populous state in 2014. Carly Fiorina says she is more than 90% likely to seek the Republican presidential nomination. Fiorina is a former CEO of Hewlett-Packard who ran in 2010 for a U.S. Senate seat from California. She appeared on Fox News Sunday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Gordon Griffin.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to We the People Radio. You're joining Aaron.
And Bill.
And Bob.
And our guest, Tracy. Go ahead. You can say it yourself.
Tracy.
I was overhelping. Oh, my gosh.
What are we talking about today?
Common Core.
Common Core.
More Common Core. So we've done a bunch of shows on Common Core, actually. We've done a few of them with Tracy, who is a mom who had some questions. She was like, what is this Common Core thing all about? How long ago was that? It was like 6 months ago, maybe.
It was September is when I think I really started digging into it.
And then all of a sudden,
now
her head
really
exploded.
Big.
Kaboom.
Well, she's changed.
I'm going to make her send me a picture of her research because this giant 12-inch stack of paper is only about the restructuring of our public schools. I thought that was all your research.
No.
Oh, no.
My husband will probably have to build another room to have the other paperwork.
It's in a manila folder, except the manila folder, when you set all the papers in the folder and you flip the cover up, the cover just sits along the side. It can't actually lap over because there's too much paper, which is kind of funny in a scary sort of way.
Yes, it is scary.
It is a scary
sort
of
research.
So we've linked a bunch of stuff. We'll continue to link things for you so that, you know, you don't...
Definitely not.
Surprise! You know, for a change, the California people aren't the only crazy people in the country. And a lot of it is going to require parents and people who care about kids, whether you have kids in your house or not, to step up.
Yeah, and I think
you don't have to become an expert, but you got to step up.
Well, when you start looking at the workforce, you know, that doesn't have really too much. I mean, that has stuff to do with us now, not the... children. I mean, it is affecting us in a different way.
Well, will be our future doctors, lawyers,
not just everything. That, but we're going to be taking these tests too as well to determine what kind of placement we're going to have, because you're going to have your platinum card, your gold card. It's already started in Oregon. Oregon's already done
it. I don't get
it.
What?
Yeah, didn't I?
You said something about that, but I didn't really know what you were talking about. And I was like, I don't know. We were talking on the phone yesterday, and obviously I missed that. I thought you were telling me about how you got identity hacked through the medical insurance guys.
Yes.
And then you said something about a platinum card or whatever. And I'm thinking, okay, what is that, your MasterCard?
Okay, tell. It is definitely going to affect us as adults as well.
What do the cards do?
Well, it's the economy itself. I mean, this is the economical, you know, save all the economics in the world, I guess. It's amazing what their plans are. Their plans are is to basically set us up to as well to be a good workforce, good work people. We're going to be work drones, and they're going to set us up. So you're going to take a test.
Didn't they make a children's movie about that, and they were all yellow, and they were called Minions? Is that going to be us?
Minions.
We're going to be the Minions.
I guess we should start calling ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Minions. Welcome to the Minions. What is that? Is that the Lego? No, it's not the Lego movie. Who are the Minions?
Despicable Me.
Me. I get all my child movies mixed up because I watch them all. But yeah, I remember the certain characters. Yeah, the Minions. Okay, so as Minions, we're going to have...
Despicable is appropriate.
Well, that's true.
It's very appropriate. You're
going
to have to take a test. And this is the work keys that combine in your act. Is a test that the high schoolers will take too as well before they actually get out into the workforce. It will actually be linked to jobs. So if you, as even us, we will be taking tests, and that will determine what jobs will be listed underneath us. So say, for instance, I'm a gold card, you're going to have several jobs that you're going to be able to do. If I'm a silver card, my jobs are going to be limited.
And is it like a literal card?
These are.
I mean, you got to like show your.
I think so. I have not been. It has not happened here in California. Missouri is 35% completed with this. So these jobs will have to buy into this. I don't know how they're going to do that. I'm pretty sure the federal government will probably give an incentive like they have with everything else, a little carrot dropped in their face and say, here, join this. We'll give you good workforce people to be what you guys want them to be. And that's, I think, going to be the incentive.
Oh, that's terrific.
So you get gold cards, silver cards, platinum cards, and those jobs will be listed underneath there. So it's really affecting all of us, not just the education. So this was all part of the career readiness or college readiness, and people aren't seeing it yet because it hasn't happened fully here in the state of California.
Just say no to readiness, huh?
Yep.
Huh.
So on top of that, the charter schools, I think with everything going on, it's just been a mass confusion. And I think with the Common Core coming in, people are fighting against the Common Core, the curriculum, which is great. But unfortunately, behind the scenes, and people aren't seeing it, is the restructuring of the way that they actually handle school boards. We're really unique here in the state of California. We do not have, or we have an abundance amount of school boards and the state differently. So what they're doing is they're actually going to change the governance of the state to actually accommodate. So one, like, say for instance, Missouri, because I know Missouri very well. It's my friend.
Missouri. Yes.
Her state does not have superintendents at the local level. They have one state superintendent, but they have school boards. So what happens is they miss the local superintendents and they go straight to the state superintendents. Now, so what happens is these school boards actually originate in 1837. And 1837 started in Massachusetts. Well, they set it up that way because they had a distrust in the government. So all this time, they've been trying to get rid of school boards. They have been trying to diminish the school boards.
Well, do the school boards, if there's no local...
And this is where it really starts getting confusing on how, but, you know, the federal government knows how they all run. So, of course, they're going to tear them all down as much as they could. But what they're doing is trying to get rid of the public comment. And the public comment is originally supposed to be at the school board level. Well, what they've twisted and tweaked over the last several years is the responsibility, and which is fine because it is. It's junk. But you also have this going on in the background.
So you think the school boards will become a thing of the past?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the first.
With Common Core, they don't need the school board anymore because it's already taken care of.
It's your first level of elected government. So if you're going to break down the concept of elected government, Charlotte Iserbeet's been talking about this since the mid-'80s.
Yes.
She has been on this for a very, very long time. And there were a lot of people, many, 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 many people who discounted what she had to say because it sounded a little bit nutty.
Yeah.
And now we're doing it.
Yes. And Anita Hogue is also, I give them both, those women and their teams were right on. What happened was my information that I had been researching actually hit hers. So it was kind of interesting how they both collided. Mm. And I talked to Charlotte, and she's a wonderful lady, and she was dead on. And to sit and to see and continue to do my research in to see on the California side and how it's running and to see the reorganization is already transforming. The charter schools in the state of California is more than any other state in the nation. So wow. California is one of the top. And we went to it was funny. When I was starting to fight about the Common Core, I noticed that I went to the county school board meeting, and they started talking about charter schools because I stayed for the whole meeting, and it was quite interesting because now I look back and go, oh my gosh, it's already happening, and I should have
what are you doing, Bill, besides being distracting? all of a sudden, you single-handedly created dead air. What was that?
No, I didn't do anything. was just sitting here.
Bill gets a demerit, and he is going to get on. He is moving closer to his little blue overalls and being a minion.
No, not the
Someone's
minion.
Someone's trying to talk on the radio, and you're showing her pictures on your phone. What is up with that? You're busted.
That's enough out of you.
I'm right as we speak.
This is not for the radio.
As we speak, I am posting a picture of the minions on the webpage. I'm like, that's it. Get your overalls on, buddy. Okay, so I have no idea what you're talking
about. He's one of those ones that
I'm a multitasker.
You're so not. You weren't talking.
But I was.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Well, it was getting a little depressing. So I guess God's a funny man. He felt like we needed to have a little chuckle in the middle. Oh, my goodness. So, okay, so you get rid of the school board, and then you pick what all the kids are going to do for a living.
Well, first of all, you got to get rid of the smaller districts. The smaller districts are what they need to get rid of, because here your smaller districts, they are saying, actually cost more money to run. They in reality, I found reports that say they cannot get the data out of the kids. They can't
imagine that, because they're a little bit more self-sufficient in the smaller communities. They don't need all the help.
So they're going to start roll over like they should.
And I'm starting to see this quite a bit. New Orleans actually, I actually gave you the actual webpage on that one. It's a video regarding what happened with the charter schools. It was a complete takeover. It is sad to see, but charter schools actually have an option to take any children they really want. Well, if the government is paying them for English language learners or just specialties, and they will pay a little bit extra for that too as well. There's they have a big interest in it right now. The federal government is just massively having an interest in this because, for one, immigration. English language learners is another. The teacher tenure is another, and also extended time for parents would actually work out really well.
They wouldn't have to have all that annoying daycare and all that, and
exactly.
They could just stay at school.
For the time frame. And by the way, Arne Duncan made it very well known that dinner is going to probably be one of those free lunches, like the free lunch program, free breakfast program, now free dinner. So they are trying to actually, and they're doing it behind our backs. They're actually setting these schools up to fail, the actual public schools to fail. The charter schools have the same accountability. They test the same. They are in the same laws. So everything is set up for failure for these schools, the actual schools the kids are in now.
And as soon as you fail, bazinga, you
they
become...
give you, yep. And in California is actually for the first time set up what they call local control formula funding. Now, every state is different of how they're taking over because it's the governance that's different. So if you really want to pay attention to your state, I would suggest looking into the governance of your state and how it actually is formed and how you actually go to district or county. We have it differently here. We go to a district. School boards are differently. We have several.
Sure.
So our county runs the county, but they actually divvy out the funds from the county level. So it's interesting how ours works.
So you kind of have to look at all the different places and figure out who's doing what.
Yep.
All right. We're going to talk about this some more, like for the whole show. So we'll let Bill show you the picture now. Okay, cue up, Bill. This is your time.
You can just forget about that.
You are listening to We the People Radio. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
Could you please retweet whatever Bill showed you?
Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart till something snapped inside. I'd like to give it one more try, but my give a damn's busted.
You're listening to We the People on AM 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State, KCNR.
A great dinner, the chance to win from among hundreds of prizes, and a great cause, the Northern California Veterans Museum. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows, inviting you to the second annual dinner and auction fundraiser for the building of the Northern California Veterans Museum. Exciting things are happening as we raise funds to make this beautiful facility a reality. Join us Saturday, April 11th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Doors open at 4:30, dinner at 6:30, and lots of prize winning the rest of the night. Save the date, April 11th, and call for more information at 222-2282. That's 222-2282. And thanks for all of your support.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Turtle Bay's third West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is now open at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. This year's juror, Bonnie Lang Malcolmson from the Portland Art Museum, has selected the pieces for the exhibition. With works in many media, competing artists from California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, the West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is a show you won't want to miss. The exhibition features works from some of the North State and Reading local artists, as well as many other great artists. For the park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like Destination North State, high school football, and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Had enough of a lot of things.
Welcome back to We the People. We're joining Aaron, Bill, Bob, and our guest, Tracy. Kind of sounded like I said Billy Bob, but I didn't really say that.
Nope, didn't say Billy Bob.
I didn't say Billy Bob, but I could go there in a hurry. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so.
I'm going to step backwards. I'm going to.
Do it.
Okay.
Just stay close to the microphone so we can still hear you. Do it in your mind.
I got to at least let people know the setup is quite unique. So. Our kids are in public school right now, taking the assessments. Well, it's a computer adaptive assessment. These assessments can alter child to child. Well, guess what, people? They alter to district as well. So they can show a low-performing school or a high-performing school, depending upon who they want to show a high or low-performing school.
Manipulated.
On top of this, you have your assessments. Here in California, they do the local control formula funding. You have to meet those 8 goals. If you do not meet those 8 goals, therefore, which is implementing the Common Core, parent involvement, the surveys, the Healthy Kids surveys that we've talked about prior, which is located in all the other states have to implement the Healthy Kids surveys too as well. That's part of the Common Core. If they meet these 8 goals, they get funding. Well, the funding right now is going to be located to it's set up so unique. It will actually meet the top out at 8 years. So these schools that are supposed to be getting the money for funding will actually see the top hit at 8 years. So these schools are going to be kind of struggling unless you have a mix of your English learners and your disability kids. And see, do you understand how it's actually coming into play? The money is going to be going to those schools. So on top of the smaller districts, they're kind of going to be struggling. So if you borrow too much money from the state, they can also take your school.
Oh, that's nice.
So they're basically making a no-win situation for the schools. You borrow money because they don't have any money coming in. Now, if you opt your kid out, guess what? So it's basically setting these schools up to fail. They take the schools over. They're called turnaround schools, turnaround modules. There's 4 of them. And the government has this all set up. It's for every state. So if they do not like what you're doing, they come in. They have a team. They're called incubators, by the way.
Wow.
They will come in with a group, and they will actually set your school up for a takeover. And the takeover has a lot to do with charter schools. There's tons of charter schools going out. They have lots of people it's cheaper for them. You have Bill Gates that's funding. You have Carnegie family. You have tons of families and people that anybody that wants to. They have EB-5 immigration funding going into these. And this is where you get a green card if you fund and you buy property and build up a charter school. Guess what? You get green cards for your family. So it's this whole setup is just.
Do you think we're going to start seeing teachers leaving the field basically to go do other things because they're not really teaching anymore? They don't really need teachers anymore. They just need people to administrate the information or administrate the program that's already laid out in front of them. You know, teachers used to have to stay home and put together these big programs for the next day, you know.
Now, basically, they're just...
Now, they just go in and push a button and
they operate the cattle chute.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, is that really what they're going to want to do, or do you think
I think there's going to be some teachers, the newer generation that's coming out, are being told in the universities that this is how it runs.
So that's going to be okay with them.
They don't know the difference.
This is what we need to
do. So you're going to see a big flush of the older teachers saying, no way, what are you doing? They're going to open their eye. I know they've already have. Wow. Some teachers are probably already saying, no way. So we're kind of hoping that those teachers that decide to leave will come help homeschoolers.
Somehow, you homeschoolers are all the same, scamming on everybody, trying to get the good deals.
But it's happening all over. So what's happening is when you go for charter schools – though, the teachers, the high quality teachers are what they want. So they've actually made deals with the teachers. It sounds like they're going through teacher, high quality teachers of what they want. So they're kind of making it look more appealing for the teachers to join these charter schools. So I don't know if that's even going to work for teachers or not. I have no idea.
One of the things that I've been hearing lately is that schools in the United States are putting out kids that basically don't test well, can't hold down the tech jobs, aren't qualified. And so as a consequence, a lot of these big industries, Google, Microsoft, are hiring from out of the country. And a lot of people say, well, that's because they can hire them cheaper. But if you look at the test standards or the education standards overseas, we're way at the bottom of the pile in the United States. They're hiring kids that are smart, that have educations. Yeah, they might be able to hire them cheaper, but how do they think that this new program is going to start feeding these industries kids that are qualified?
I don't know how they're going to do that because, truthfully, what they're actually going after is the high poverty schools. They're saying, you know what, it's the high poverty schools that are really shooting out. And achievement gaps, what is achievement gaps? I think achievement gaps, you and I would think achievement gap would be like, you know, how poor I did on a test. Achievement cap in the government's eyes is not that. It's the blacks versus the whites.
Right.
What are Latinos, or any type of nationality, and the gap between the learning.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think it would be totally different. I thought of that totally different. The outcomes, student outcomes is the terminology when the federal government is dealing with education and the education reform. The wording is so different compared to what you and I would normally think. So achievement gaps, we're going to do the achievement gaps. Well, sure. Okay, what does that really mean?
So are they lowering the top to bring the bottom up?
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Poverty levels.
Race to the bottom.
Poverty levels. Charter schools. In reality, who is really funding the charter schools? Is there really a poverty charter school?
So it's gonna show that the kids from these poverty areas are testing more to the average, but are they employable?
That's the thing. They're altering. They can alter the tests in the background, too. So, in reality, who's making the benchmarks up?
Yeah, testing is one thing, but does it translate into knowledge and ability to get a job?
Well, the thing is, how many times you've needed somebody to think on their own, right?
Uh-huh.
You need them to be self-directed. Now, look at all this, working at home type things. Mm-hmm. There are many things that you can do. You can't have somebody who requires constant supervision and you've got to tell them every single thing to do. If that's what we're going to churn out, we're in deep trouble.
Well, they're turning out behavior. You got to realize this is all
based on these weird behaviors.
And you're sitting here, they're going to change. As a matter of fact, I think I put a quote on the webpage that actually says you have to change the behavior of every individual that's associated with education, period, or this reform. This is like a big change. They're going to take us all and change the way we think. They're making it a crisis, though. I mean, they've made it very urgent for us to do this. We have to do this now. These schools are closing. They're low performance. Oh, my gosh. Pull your kids out. Naturally, as a parent, when you see a low-performing school, you're going to yank your kid out.
Sure.
So these charter schools are actually very, very appealing, and I'm having a very difficult time even talking to the parents in charter schools. They don't want to hear it because they like it.
Well, they're the first iteration. And so the first iteration has people who are really close to the idea of the school, the original premise of the school. But when you run that out and you realize that the parents have no say, and then you just have to move your kid. I mean, because we spoke with some folks about dyslexia a few weeks ago, and they had a terrible time in charter school. The charter school basically said, hey, we're not doing a program for your kid.
Yep.
So if you don't like it, blow town. You can go find something else.
That's exactly right.
Which you can't do in public school.
Well, the thing is,
so there are a few little things like that might be a problem.
They're changing that in the accountabilities of schools, too, because they're running by the same. This was another thing that the investment of federal investment, they're trying to put that into the accountability of, because like I said, they follow the same laws. They have to have the accountability. So charter schools, they have to fill out a form to actually, you know, be a charter school.
Sure.
Well, they've changed the people that actually gave the permission, the authorizers for them to be a charter school. So there's no longer a bad charter school. They're trying to funnel them out. They're going to be funneled out too. So if they're not following the laws that they want, they're going to funnel these charter schools out.
And it'll be easier to do
once they're all charter schools.
I mean, they'll be like grocery stores.
Yep.
You know, the mom and pop stores are out. You're gone.
And the parents are following it. Their parents are buying into this.
Because they think it's going to save them from bad public school. Okay. We're going to come back and talk about this some more because I think we need to take a little break here and bang our heads on our desks. If you're driving, don't do that. It's not good for you. Oh, my gosh. You're listening to We the People Radio. Join us online at thepeopleradio.us.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Whatever you're cooking smells good, Ma. Where's Dad?
I don't know. I think he's in the garage. Hey, tell him it's time for dinner.
Left step. Left step. Left step.
Nice heels, Dad. What are you doing?
I'm practicing for the walk a mile in her shoes.
What is that?
Every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is sexually assaulted. It's time for men like us to say no more. The Walk a Mile in Her Shoes is a call to men to educate and engage our community about a very serious subject to take action in preventing sexualized violence.
What can I do to help?
Every man should join us on Saturday, May 9th at 10 a.m. for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes to benefit One Safe Place. Do like I did, son. Get a bunch of your friends together and visit the One Safe Place website at ospshasta.org and register for the walk. And here, I happen to have another pair of heels.
Left step, right step.
You guys make me so proud.
Please join the Walk a Mile chairman, Joe Cementi, and his family for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event Saturday, May 9th in downtown Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
But then they send me away. Teach me how to be sensible, logical, oh, responsible, practical. And then they show me a world I could be so dependable. Oh, clinical, oh, intellectual, cynical.
Welcome back to We the People Radio. I wish you could see Bill with his little headphones on backwards. I'm like, why does that look like a little girl's headband?
I'm telling you, left is right and right is left. I like it that way. Yeah. See, I'm looking at you, but you're actually in my other ear.
I've been very full disclosure today.
Yes, you have.
I posted the picture.
I do appreciate it.
The picture of Tracy with her giant pile of paper. That I guess Bill was trying to take a picture before he wasn't really showing somebody something.
I was so far ahead of you.
Just such a chaotic day.
Yes. Hey, one of the things we were talking about.
Just for me.
One of the things we were talking about at the break was are these kids ready to go to work? Is the education they come out of school with something they can use to go out and actually get a job? And one of the things I was talking to Tracy about was one of the things that our company is doing, and I think a lot of companies are doing, is they're going to these private trade schools. They're actually paying for a particular person's education, and then once they get out of that school, when they graduate with the information that they need for that particular field, they go to work for that company and they sign a contract to work with them for 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is, to pay for their education. So it sounds like, on the surface, it sounds like it would be a good idea if these kids are going to come out of school with an education that they can go to work with. The scary part is, are they going to come out of school with an education that they can do whatever they want to do? Because that doesn't sound like what's going to happen. They're going to be keyholed or pigeonholed or whatever you want to call it into doing what you were programmed to do.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yep. That's what it sounds like. With what I'm reading, that is what I'm getting to. And the thing is it's not what we want as parents or our society or our United States. It's what, believe it or not, what the United Nations wants. We want, the United Nations wants. You got to realize what they're there.
But you can't have global governance if you don't have global citizens.
Exactly.
You got to make those global citizens erase the borders, and then we're all part of the same big, happy family.
Oh, that's exactly right. Sounded better all the time. Now, now it makes sense.
Now it's all good.
We're all going to be
but
the same.
But you know, the thing with this, too, that strikes me is that when I was a kid, I mean, think about all the different, you know, once you get past the I want to be a princess or a, you know what I mean? We go through those career tracks, too, you know, as little kids. But as you get older, you think you're going to be a...
I never wanted to be a princess.
You totally did. And I know it. Your mother told me.
No, you're lying now.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into it with you there, Bill. But people on the radio, there will be a picture next week.
Stay off the chat, whatever you do.
Bill has issues.
mostly it's me, but, you know. Well, I'm just thinking, though, how many, like, I don't know what the statistic is, but look at everybody who goes to college and gets a degree in something that they're not doing now. Me.
Oh, yeah. You just get a degree, and then you go to work, and you end up doing something totally unrelated.
Yeah, you think you're
going to
do...
But you got a piece of paper.
I mean, I'm on, like, career number, what, 6 or something? And the one I'm doing now, I didn't even know existed. So that erases all that life experience, all that as you grow and change and discover new things and gather new skills, you could shift and do... There would be no shift.
No, there is no shift.
You pretty much, you know, get fitted for your uniform and your
cubicle. You get your work boots and you go to work.
And you go do it.
Hopefully you go to work.
This is, like I said, this is all experimental. This isn't...
But see, as our economy has, you know, continued to struggle, and look at the kids coming out of college or the kids coming out of high school can't, you know, they can't make any money. So this will fix that. So initially it'll be awesome.
You know, the problem that I have with... A lot of
you can
a lot
actually
of
prioritize it to one big thing. You're so awesome.
She has the pile of papers to prove it.
You are so great.
I get upset at the fact I went to, you know, here's the thing. I went to college too. But you know what? College is expensive. I'm sorry. That was the main reason why most of the kids.
And it's not for everybody.
No, and that was one of the reasons why most of the kids do not go to school anymore for college. It's too darn expensive.
Well, you get out of college, you got a piece of paper and a $200,000 debt you got to work off first. And that's like 10 years or more worth of work before you even begin to build your own life.
If I'm going to play devil's advocate, I'm going to go, see? This fixes all that. This makes all that better.
You don't need to get a government loan.
That's right. You don't have to do all that.
Because they've already picked it up for you.
Like me, going through different careers and then, you know, switching and stuff. You won't have to go through all that crisis. And the kids won't have to move in with their parents. And then we won't have to take your children.
Yeah.
Because they're qualified as homeless, right?
Well, we're not good parents. We never have been, is what they've made it very well known. You know, our morals.
That's why the kids
stink.
Are staying at home. Because we're not good parents.
Yeah, right.
The whole thing is just all messed up.
It's
they're
like
taking
all
the morals
set to
out.
Fail.
Yeah, it is. It is all set to fail. So I, you know, anything you can do to go complain to the boards. What we're trying to do is get the school boards. Some of the school boards are actually for Common Core. They've been lied to. Superintendents have been, you know, massively engaged in this. Matter of fact, I found a report I found was very interesting. It was called Vital or Irrelevant or Vital for Superintendents. Well, guess what the report said? They're irrelevant. So in my eyes, from what I'm seeing, they're
going
to get rid
away.
Of them. And
well, sure, they're
going
to get rid of the superintendents and they're going to get rid of the teachers. They're going to get rid of
school
pretty
boards,
much the
everybody.
School boards.
All
you
those
just
elected
won't need
dumbass.
Any of that.
It goes back to technocracy.
Yep.
Let's get rid of all those elected dum-dums and let's have the experts run everything.
Oh,
We'd be so much better off.
And it's going to be so much cheaper, too,
exactly.
I'm sure.
And we'll be happier.
Yeah.
Because I really like full supervision. Obviously, I thrive under. Yeah.
And I totally agree. I mean, if it goes virtual, too, think about how many people are going to be on computers. What school was it? There was a school just recently that had a snow day. And instead of taking a snow day, the kids were actually on the computer at home. And they actually deemed that okay. So they have more hours because it's now virtual. So it's amazing how
With facial recognition, they can tell if the kid's on the computer. Why even go to school?
That good
you know,
point.
You know,
well,
you,
you know, they're
computer
and, they're banning sledding in public places. You know, read that. I'm like, are you kidding? What kind of communism has taken over? No sledding, it's dangerous.
Well, that,
really?
That's
what snow days are for.
That all stems from no throwing balls at the beach anymore because somebody could
no
get
frisbees.
Hurt. No frisbees.
That's
no,
right. Frisbees at the beach are bad. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Did that turn?
Yep.
When did that?
Oh, that was a big thing.
Yeah. Some beach in California.
Yeah,
yeah. You can't throw frisbees or footballs or any of that at
no,
the beach
they're
anymore.
They're dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Well, see, I'm looking at the bottom of the, you know, of the links that you gave us, this Mass Insight Education, the school turnaround group. And here's their approach. Just you had given me a quote on their approach. Dramatic changes require urgency and an atmosphere of crisis. The indefensibly poor performance records at these schools compared to achievement outcomes at model schools serving similar student populations, here's the kicker, should ignite exactly the public policymaker and professional outrage needed to justify dramatic action.
That's exactly what they're going to do. And they're getting what they want. Parents are actually pulling out for low performance. They're going to put their kids in.
So if you have one bad performing school, you basically punish the entire system for change.
Yeah, you know, it kind of reminds me of a guy I heard on tape a long time ago. It was Run to the Roar. Remember that?
Yep,
remember
yep,
that guy?
Yep.
Run to the Roar, and he talked about lions. And the old man lions, they have the big roar, always the big roar. But they're not the killers. It's the female lions that are the killers. So the male lions roar, you know, really loud. And the animals go, run away the other way, run right into the female lions who kill them.
That's exactly
what this is. Yes, here's the run to the roar, you know.
And it's a bunch of organizations. It's not just the federal government's kind of okaying all this. They're pushing the laws and Congress and everything. But you realize that there's a bunch of organizations behind this. The incubators of the charter schools, they come in. The incubators come in and take over. They actually find people.
Just that term is
incubators,
scary.
Incubators, I know. Scary.
I mean,
it was kind of shocking to me, too. But the reality is they are actually getting these people and shoving them into the schools. And so it's like, here, we'll help you turn around your school. We'll find perfect people for you. They've already been, you know, mind boggled and everything else to go with the flow, to mind the rules, to obey.
Nice.
So they're coming.
See, that's a great point.
And
I mean, if you go with the flow, you've obviously got a position in this new system. If you speak up and try to change it or show a better way or show the downfall, you're out.
Now you know
you're
why
out.
The schools
you're
do
bad.
Not.
Yep.
Now you know why the schools don't budge on this very much, just because they don't like it, but yet they're going to get their school taken away if not. But guess what?
It's happening.
It's
going to
happen.
It's like any other bad plan. There's always a fail safe they've got built
well,
in.
You just wonder when.
We got to take a really quick break here. We'll be right back with you. We are talking to Tracy about Common Core. And if you want to see what she looks like, I posted her picture on the page with her mountain of research. It's only part of the mountain, though, I found out. It's just one hump in the mountain range.
Nice.
Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
You're listening to We the People on AM 1460 KCNR, community talk radio for the North State.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is now accepting applications. Serving on the grand jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you could hope for. The window of opportunity to apply for the grand jury is now open.
If you're interested in helping ensure transparency and accountability in our local governments, agencies, and officials, if you can serve 15 to 20 hours a week for a year, are a good listener, able to ask thoughtful questions, and can work as a team with other interesting people, apply now. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. That's ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now.
I feel I helped do important work representing the public in looking at local governments and agencies. I met our community leaders and learned so much.
For me, it's important to watch how taxpayers' money is spent.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds April 2nd in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. You'll hear Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and special guest Joe Larson on trombone. Oh yeah, and me, Linda Bott, on vocals. Join us as we swing to some of the best music from the American Songbook, 7 to 9 p.m., April 2nd. Call 243-3377 for reservations. See you there.
Nate Abarea here for my friends at Palomar Builders. Palomar respects this community and is committed to building the best and highest valued homes in Reading. It's all about improving and supporting the area we call home, the North State. That's why local subcontractors are such a huge part of the process and have helped make Palomar Builders' reputation what it is today. On the radio, Palomar Builders helps to make programs like Destination North State and Reading Colt 45's baseball possible here on KCNR. A trusted local builder for nearly 25 years, Palomar Builders.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Everything you know is wrong. Black is white, up and down, and short is long. And everything you thought was just so important doesn't matter. Everything you know is wrong. Just forget the words and sing along. All you need to understand is everything you know is wrong.
Well, isn't that simple? There's the Common Core theme song.
And it wouldn't be right without Weird Al explaining it all to us.
Throwing a little Weird Al. Tell you what, that guy really wasn't that weird.
No.
Yeah. He was trying to be funny, but I think
that's
he kind of...
got some explaining to do.
He seems to suit our show very well.
He's a visionary.
Who would have ever...
Yeah, visionary.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense. You know, We the People Radio requires some Weird Al, you know. Topics that will make your head explode with or without Weird Al. So, in our kind of closing moments here, what did we skip, O Mountain of Research Woman?
Oh, we probably skipped quite a bit.
Like I said, there's tons of lots of stuff.
Well, so for the folks that are looking at this charter school thing and where all this is headed in school choice, that's a biggie. Texas is just passing. How does that fit in? Because Texas is passing a thing. I don't have the numbers in front of me.
This is all part of the plan.
Yeah.
Here's your money.
You can take your kid wherever you want to go.
You got it. And they're making it very appealing for parents. But little do they know, at the end result, they're going to have no say. So they call it parent choice. But in reality, your parent choice is actually gone. Mm-hmm. As soon as they start getting rid of districts, they start getting rid of local school boards. Who's going to be running these things? Has anybody thought of that? See, that's the
Department
thing.
Of Education was. Everybody says they want to get rid of it, but we just seem to be giving them more money and more control.
This cements them into our educational culture,
as
it were.
But you get rid of your local areas and you put charter schools in its place. You get rid of districts. They also have a national school board.
Oh, that's going
to
be great.
It's interesting. I think that could be one option that they might end up falling in the hands of, too, right then and there. And in National School Board makes sense. Then your Arne Duncan or whoever's the secretary, maybe even. But they still have to have some type of state control. So
it'd be interesting to see who's on the National School Board. Are they actual educators? Are they professional business people.
Well, it's interesting. If you want to be on a school board, guess where I was supposed to put in my application for? The National School Board. So
wow.
they're altering to what they want. They are fixing this.
Oh, they know who they're looking for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's amazing how this has been in play for a very long time, but parents are falling right into the grips. And when they get into these charter schools, they really like it. There's a lot of choice. Mm-hmm. Trust me, when you start looking at all, they have horseback riding for kids and make it look so much fun. But when you start looking at the bigger picture on what they're going to start doing as soon as they get this under control, because that's what they're going to do, is they're going to start, they got to gather it. They got to make this.
You can't make this look like medicine. This is the spoonful of
sugar.
So
what I'm doing is I'm letting parents know, just be cautious. Do not put your kid into a charter school. You can homeschool. Trust me, but still don't give up the fight, because our rights are being taken away as we're homeschooling too as well. And they do consider charter school homeschool, which is really sad.
Oh, they do. Yes, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I do. Which is really kind of it's an argument that goes on with homeschoolers.
But if the charter schools have to conform to the same regulations and testing as the public schools,
parents have no clue.
Yeah.
Parents have no clue that they're actually considered a choice public school is what they're called. But parents don't know that. When they sign up for end of the year testing. It's not even mentioned to them that they are under the same regulations.
So you can pay for a charter school or go to a public school. Bottom line is you're going to get the same education.
Either way.
Well,
let's just say
you do homeschool your kid and you don't do all these assessments and stuff. Then let's say later they do want to go to medical school, for instance. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a specialized thing where you do have to be admitted. What do they do?
Well, some colleges don't need the SATs.
Okay.
And I think that was a
good
thing
that I've heard that more and more colleges are steering away from SATs because it's not really telling them what they need to know.
So does my kid have a chance of doing this? Oh, yeah. He has a chance of getting in.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't realize this is changing. And if we don't stop this now, how far is this going to really go before where is your boundaries at?
Okay. Well, I mean, one word, Obamacare.
Yeah. It's exactly what it is. It's the same thing.
It's Obamacare for education.
And
so you take a system that had some problems and needed some fixing, but now you're going to blow it up and make it a disaster for everybody.
And they really are looking at this. It's amazing how your superintendents, board members, some teachers bought into this so much that they're truly believing that this is going to be awesome. And then they're not seeing the bigger picture. They've been lied to. Of course, you know, like I said, some states are trying to get out. They end up cutting off one arm of the octopus and then jumping on another arm. This is huge. And if you don't know what you're doing if you're trying to get out of it, if the state is sincerely trying to get out, you've got to know what arm. There's too many tentacles out there for them to grab onto and get in. You know, and get taken again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, you know, I mean, bottom line for people listening that are going, I don't have time to have, you know, 9 reams of paper just on this one part, you know. I do want a picture of the whole research project. But by the way, we need to put it in perspective. So people are thinking, I don't have time to do all that. Well, there's plenty they can do.
Well, you also
find some folks in your area that are working on it because mm-hmm. they're all over the country.
Yes,
aren't they
are. Yes, they are. And
you guys have what's the network? It's a Facebook network. It's like common. It's your state.
We have Shasta County, but we also have California Against Common Core. They also have individual state ones on Facebook. I know there's some Twitter accounts going on now.
Mm-hmm.
We are trying to get out there to let people know. Get those groups. Get on those groups. Look what's going on. See what we can do. Connect. Connect as a unite. We can fight. We can seriously fight. Parents can fight. Kids can fight against this. We've got to start fighting up against
this. And encouraging the kids to tell you what's going on in school, too.
Yeah.
And if it sounds totally weird, it's probably actually happening.
And try your best to pull out. You know, I am so far. These schools have gotcha. So you need to think of ways to, you know, minimize the bills and maybe stay home and be a parent.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tracy. I think we've
thanks for joining us, Tracy.
Yet again overwhelmed everyone on a really important topic. Thank you.
But you know what? It's evolving. So we're going to have you back as this thing
probably in a month or 6 weeks, actually, if history repeats itself. Thanks a lot, everybody. You've been listening to We the People Radio. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Thanks, Bob. Great job. Great job on the music. Aaron.
Next time I'll come back, I won't be Marge Simpson.
All right. Thank you, Bill, Aaron, and Tracy. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'm Gordon Griffin. New York police say emergency workers have found a body in the rubble left by an apparent gas explosion in Manhattan's East Village. Thursday's blast leveled three apartment buildings. Crews have been searching for signs of two men believed to have been in a sushi restaurant in the ground floor of one of the buildings at the same time or at the time of the explosion. President Obama raised some eyebrows last week when he called his relationship with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu businesslike. SRN's Greg Clugston reports.
This is how President Obama described relations with Netanyahu at a Tuesday news conference.
I have a very businesslike relationship with the Prime Minister.
That appears to put Netanyahu on a par with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is what the president said in December.
I have a very direct, blunt, and businesslike relationship with Putin.
The term is diplomatic language for a less than cordial relationship, and it reinforces the view of cool relations between the president.